Chapter 63. Punishment of Edom. Who is this that comes from Edom, in crimsoned garments, from Bozrah? This one arrayed in majesty, marching in the greatness of his strength? It is I who announce vindication. I, who am mighty to save. Why is your apparel red, and your garments like those of the winepresser? The winepress I have trodden alone, and of my people there was no one with me. I trod them in my anger, and trampled them down in my wrath. Their blood spurted on my garments, all my apparel I stained. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, my year for redeeming was at hand. I looked about, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that there was no one to lend support. So my own arm brought about the victory, and my own wrath lent me its support. I trampled down the peoples in my anger, I crushed them in my wrath, and I let their blood run out upon the ground. Prayer for the return of God's favor. The favors of the Lord I will recall, the glorious deeds of the Lord, because of all he has done for us. For he is good to the house of Israel, he has favored us according to his mercy and his great kindness. He said, "They are indeed my people, children who are not disloyal." So he became their savior in their every affliction. It was not a messenger or an angel, but he himself who saved them. Because of his love and pity, he redeemed them himself, lifting them and carrying them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned on them like an enemy and fought against them. Then they remembered the days of old and Moses his servant. Where is he who brought up out of the sea the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit in their midst? Whose glorious arm was the guide at Moses' right, who divided the waters before them, winning for himself eternal renown, who led them without stumbling through the depths, like horses in the open country, like cattle going down into the plain, the Spirit of the Lord guiding them? Thus you led your people, bringing glory to your name. Look down from heaven and regard us from your holy and glorious palace. Where is your zealous care and your might, your surge of pity and your mercy? O Lord, hold not back, for you are our Father. Were Abraham not to know us, nor Israel to acknowledge us, you, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer you are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Why have the wicked invaded your holy place? Why have our enemies trampled your sanctuary? Too long have we been like those you do not rule, who do not bear your name. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, with the mountains quaking before you.